Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Ziglar Master Coach David Creel with my new friend from Peru, Eddie. How are you today, Eddie?
Hi, David. I'm pretty good. Had a busy morning, but you know, I'm always happy to help in any way. And I'm glad to be here today. Really looking forward to this.
Awesome. Me too. Like I told you just a second ago, I don't know if I know anybody from Peru. So you're hello from Texas. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we create today. So what if you could get the answer to one problem that would make your life better, what would it be?
Well, I think, you know, my problem is like a pretty typical problem. Like I'm, you know, I have a day job. I'm also working as a teacher. I'm an English teacher, you know, which is, you know, I live in Peru. Most people don't even speak English here. So it's, I'm lucky that I do, so I can find work like this. Whenever I'm out of work, I teach English. I still do. I teach English in the mornings and at night, and I have a day job. And I'm like, I have a lot of debt with a bank. I have a son. I have to pay child support. And I'm like really like working all day, like from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I don't even have time to work out. I've gained a lot of weight, which was the other thing. I don't even want to talk about that. But I'm really trying to find a way to like lighten up my workload. And I've heard a lot about internet, you know, businesses and making money online, which I do by teaching English. But it's still like very much like depending on how many hours I work is how much I make. So that's pretty much my problem. I want to get out of my financial situation. I want to find a way to start making money online, which I don't have to work so much. And I can, you know, like start paying off my debt and get some free time. And, you know, like this is something that a lot of people go through, I guess, like trying to find financial freedom and stuff. I don't know. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So how much do you know how much you need to make every month to cover just the bare necessities? Do you know what that number is? You ain't got to tell me. Just do you know it?
It kind of, yeah. I mean, I live in Peru, which is a pretty cheap country. So to cover my necessities, I don't need much. But I owe a lot of money to the bank. Well, I got to pay child support and that like adds up my expenses. So I'm pretty much left with like nothing, you know, like everything I make goes to the bank, to my kid. I actually live with my family, so I don't pay rent. But I really feel like I'm just living to work. I work all day. I got no time. And I'm not on the streets. I'm not like, I have a place to sleep. I have food, yeah. But I don't have time like for myself, you know, like,
yeah,
you know?
So yeah. How old's your son?
He's six years old.
Okay. And I don't know anything about Peru, but you've got child support until he's 18 or is it forever?
No, until he's 18 or until he comes and live with me. So as long as he lives with his mom, I have to pay child support. Yeah.
And is he going to come live with you?
It's not in our plans for now. I mean, I'm not really, I cannot live with him because I work all day and you know, and he's really close to his mom. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. So, what would you like to do online to generate some income?
Ooh. I mean, I like teaching, but you don't get paid that much for teaching. I would like to maybe teaching or maybe kind of like coaching, kind of like what you do, I guess, mm-hmm. but for like a big audience. That's always something that I got in my mind, like teaching, but not one-on-one classes, like to have like, I don't know, 100 people or 200 people in a meeting and teach them all, or like maybe be a lecturer, something like this. But that's just an idea. I would actually do anything that gets me paid, you know. But
you could do a lot of stuff that gets you paid, but you might not like what you're doing.
Yeah,
you could go dig ditches and get paid. But so you're an English teacher, right?
Yeah.
You're an English teacher, right?
Yeah.
You're an English teacher, right?
Right.
So couldn't you teach people English over the internet?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. But like that, I do it that in the morning, like 7 a.m., 8 a.m. Then I go work, and I work for like a student exchange agency from 9 to 6 p.m. And then I teach from 7 to 10 p.m. But the thing is, you get paid by the hour. And I don't get paid that much. Like, I get paid like between $12 and $20 per hour. And so like by teaching English, I make roughly $1,000 a month. And my other job pays me like $1,500. So that's what I'm making a month. You know, in Peru, it's okay. If I didn't have debt and child support, I would be okay. But I'm looking for something that really makes me more money. Like, I don't know, like 6-10K maybe, which is really not a lot, you know. I know it can be done, but you know.
Okay, so you want to go? So right now you make around $2,500 a month.
Yeah, maybe three.
Okay, let's say three, because that's an even number. Okay, yeah. Well, 2,500 is two, but 3,000 is just a flat even number. Okay, so your ultimate goal is you want to make, say, 6 to 8 to 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
So, okay. So if you made six, that's double what you make now.
Yeah.
But even if you got to where you could make 500, it would make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So to make an extra $500 online, there's a whole lot of ways you could do it. You could find one person to pay you $500 a month for private tutoring, and you're done. $500, you're done. Or you could find four people to pay you $125 a month for this group that you're going to start. You know, English speaking, whatever you're into. Or you could find you could find 10 people to pay you $50 a month. Still the same $500.
Yeah.
You could find 20 people to pay you
$25
a month. $25 a month. You want to learn to speak English? $25 a month.
You know, I also teach Spanish, and I've seen that the Spanish learners actually pay much more, because I got two Spanish students and they pay $45 an hour. And my English students pay 12, 15, you know?
Okay. So it doesn't matter to me which one you do. It, pick one. But if you had, there's a mix there, obviously. I mean, you can't charge $2, obviously. But what if you had 100 people that paid you $5? Still the same $500.
Yeah.
All day, $500, like clockwork.
Yeah.
So what would you like to do?
I mean, I know how to teach. I know how to speak to an audience. I'd like to speak to people. But, you know, I heard also about like drop shipping and stuff. Have you heard about that? I tried it out, but it looks like a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, well, the thing is, I really don't have that much time, you know, like I'm already like, I need to find like a job that pays me more than what I already make so I can stop doing what I do. Or, you know, maybe that is like get better paying students or. Well, I don't know.
How many students do you currently have?
Well, I work for two. I don't really have like my own students. I work for two agencies and they give me students. And so I like teach like 1 a.m, maybe at 7 or 8 a.m. Let's say that's like, I don't know how many students, but I can tell how many hours I teach. Right. So I teach like 5 hours in the morning, like 1 hour per day in the morning. And then I teach like 3 hours, let's say 4 hours per day or 3 hours per day. That's 15, say 18 hours per week. Right. And I also have a day job. So like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. And but do you work 7 days a week?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays I have a few classes, so I don't work all day Saturdays and Sundays. But I spend time with my son on Saturdays. I try to find some time to do some sports, some exercise on Saturdays. I do some boxing for an hour, then I go pick up my son. I stay with my son on Sunday. I do like a class in the morning. You know, I got some classes on weekends, but not all day.
Okay. So where would you start if you were going to like do your own thing? How would you start it? Think something. What's the smallest possible step you can take?
What I have done in the pandemic was I set up my own English school. Mm-hmm. And I had like almost like 60 students, which was a lot. And I worked on that. I made like $2,000 in that time. And maybe I, you know, just put some ads. Maybe put some ads on Facebook. I really don't know. I mean,
did you just say that a couple years ago you had a class or a school of 60 people that you found?
I got to 60 people, but it was like 30 of them were kids. And then I got a couple of private ones and I got a couple of group classes. I got to 60, like in July, that was my, and I started promoting. I remember when the pandemic just started, that was in 2020. And you know, the thing is I set up the school before the pandemic, I got no results at all. I got like no students. And then I put it like, I just, you know, put a pause to that. And then the pandemic started and I was working for a Chinese company teaching English too. But then I got fired from that company and then I say, okay, I will restart with my own school. And I was trying different ads and I started getting students. I remember my first student was a private student. He paid me, well, I work in a different currency. It's PEN, it's Peruvian money. That's like 3.5 or 3.6 for a dollar. And well, I find my first private student and then I started getting students. And over some months, I got to like 60 students. And I was good at that time, you know, but then I wanted to hire teachers and I wanted to actually just be the owner of the school and not teach. And I started hiring teachers, but then everything got out of control and like students started leaving. And then I found another job. And then at the end of the day, I lost all my students, but I got like a good year that I had my own thing going. And I've been trying to start it up again, but now that I have another job and I'm, you know, like I cannot find the time. Maybe I could find like another teacher and I could like invest in the school and, you know, on ads and then the teacher, I don't know. That's, I got these ideas, or I could do like a like a big class. That's what I would really like to do. Like have a big class, like you say, like 100 students. They could pay $25 or $50 a month. And I don't know. I mean, I got a lot of ideas. But I need to find the time, but I'm also like working a lot, and then I get home and I'm just like so tired and I got to keep working. And yeah, I don't know. Does it make sense?
Yeah. So are you still in contact with the 60 that you had in the school?
Nah, not really. No.
Do you have their contact info?
I mean, kind of. I could find them on WhatsApp, but I'm not like in contact. But I don't know if they would come back, you know, like maybe some words.
Have you asked?
No, not really. I used to work with a sales person, and she was the one who was like in contact with them. I could find their contacts, you know, but I don't know if that would work. Maybe a couple would come back. Maybe I should find something new. I really don't know.
Well, if you already had successfully 60 people over a certain number of months sign up for your class, obviously they liked it because they kept signing up, right? They kept every month, they kept paying you.
Yeah, some did. I mean, it wasn't for such a long time. That was like my peak. I got 60, maybe. The thing is that in the peak of the pandemic in my country, we were in a very strict lockdown and the kids weren't allowed to go to school or anything. Everyone was really at home. So that was actually good for my business, was with online teaching. So at that point, I got a lot of students. But then when the pandemic started to fade, the students were just going back to school. A lot of parents like weren't, you know, like... Yeah, and also that I got some problems because I started to change the teachers and, you know, like, I mean, I guess I could get in touch with them again, but I don't know, like, I think if they would want to continue, they would look for me, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to take the bull by the horns and you got to reach out to them.
Yeah.
Because, okay, let's just say you reach out to all 60. You get a hold of all 60 on social media or WhatsApp or wherever you get a hold of them, you get a hold of all 60. Well, what if only 30 say yes? And it just so happens that they pay $20 a month. 20 times 30 is $600 a month. And you said you need 500.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. And okay. tell them this. Say it's figure out how much you want to charge. You know, if it's $30 a month or whatever it is, okay? Say you reach out to 60. Well, what if 50 say yes? Well, now you got a G and you could let go of one of your jobs and do what you want to do. Right? So figure out how much you're going to charge for this thing. Reach back out to them and say, hey, I'm starting the school back again. Are you interested? Oh, yeah, I've been slacking on whatever, you know, whether you taught them Spanish or English or whatever you taught them. Yeah, I've been lacking on that, and I need to get back into it. Perfect. Okay, the new school it's whatever you come up with. And you only meet Saturday evenings because that's when you're available. It's from 7 to 8:30 or whatever time you decide, once a week. Mm-hmm. Once a week. But then you can tell them if whoever, the ones that want in, if they bring a buddy, you can give both of them a discount. So instead of $30, it's 2 for $50. Because now you're getting $50 for two. I'd rather have $25 from two people a month than $30 for one person a month. Because that's $50 a month, like clockwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
So is that something that you think could, you know, you don't know if it work or not, but would you be willing to at least try and see if that could possibly work?
Yeah, I could give it a try. I could start it up. But like, okay, so the thing is they used to get like 3 classes a week. Some of them got 5, right? But I could like rebrand it into like help with their schoolwork or something, like once a month, like seminars. I don't know how to say that, like counseling, like tutoring, yeah.
A tutor.
Like
a one-on-one tutor for the kids.
Yeah, but they would have to be all at the same time. They would have to be like a group class, like a group thing.
Right.
You know.
So you could have say just because your schedule allows right now, you have Saturday night. That's what you have. So we meet Saturday night at 7 o'clock or whatever. Okay. But then you could also give them homework to work on their own until next week.
Yep. Okay.
And if they wanted one-on-one attention from you, then the price goes up. Then it's not $30 for, I mean, it's not 50 for two or one for 30. If a mom or dad wants you to personally tutor their kid, okay, well now it's $100 or it's $150 or it's whatever, because you're the expert. So whenever someone wants one-on-one time, the price goes up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sounds good.
What do you think?
I think I can give it a try.
Awesome. Okay, so the question, though, is not really that you can give it a try because you've already done it once successfully. Two or three years ago, you did it successfully. Now, you didn't always have 60 people, but you got up to 60 people. So yeah. You were doing something right.
Yeah.
But the question is not, can you do it? The question is, will you do it?
I mean, I can give it a try, but like the thing is that things have changed from back then, you know, like back then I had a lot of free time. I have 60 students, but they were in different schedules, you know, like I have like my 10 a.m. class, my 11 a.m. class, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and I started getting them through sometimes. So maybe if I reach out and I don't know if I have the contact of the 60 of them, I could reach out to say 40 of them, but it's a different product. It's not the same, right? Because right. I'm only going to have like one available hour.
Right. And or maybe make it to 2 hour. It's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday. Yeah. Or it's from 2 to 4 on Sunday. It's whatever, you know. Yeah, it's a different product. It's a different time. It's a different product. And what's the worst that can happen? They tell you no?
Yeah. I guess I could find some students there, but, you know. Yeah, I guess I could give it a try. That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, just see what happens. I mean, what if you get a hold of, if you can't find 60, what if you get a hold of 50 and 45 of them say yes?
Yeah.
Then you got your $500 right there. Easy.
Yep. Yep. Sure.
I mean, test it. See what happens. I mean, if you've built up to 60, whether it was different times of the week or whenever it was, well, now this is when it is. It's at this time. Or maybe you have a class on Saturday night and a class on Sunday afternoon. So it's, you know, 6 to 8 on Saturday and 2 to 4 on Sunday. So it's 4 hours a week.
All right.
And then whatever you did to find the original 60, do that again and find some more people.
Yeah, I've been trying it out. I was just running ads on Facebook, really. That was it. But the thing about Facebook is that you don't know when it's going to work. Have you ever run ads on Facebook? No.
No.
Yeah, it's just sometimes I spend, I don't know, $50 on 2 weeks. That's my budget for 2 weeks. Sometimes it works very good. Sometimes I get no one. Sometimes I get a lot of leads. Then I got to do the sales process. I mean, it can work, right? I made it work, but I don't know. I think the circumstances were different. Like in that time, people were, it was like, you know, like in Peru, we're a little bit behind with the technology and all. But with the pandemic, it was like everyone was encouraged to start using more technology and doing some more online schooling. So it was like a new thing. That was something that helped me. Like everyone was, oh, like I'm having my online English classes, and it was like, so like a new thing, right? Because of the pandemic. And that worked on, like, that was an advantage for me. Right. Yeah, I could give it a try. I could give it a try, see what goes on from there. Well, that could be a start.
Where are the people, your customer is the student, or it's the parents of the student?
The parents or the student, depending, because I also have students who are, you know, grown-ups and they work and they want to learn English for their
career. Okay. All right. So where would the parents of these kids, where would they hang out?
You mean online?
I mean, online or in person, where would they hang out? Like, where do they gather?
Yeah, I mean, the mall? I don't know. The mall or the schools?
Y'all got country clubs down there? You know what a country club is?
Yeah, but like most people wouldn't have access to a country club. Right. I mean, there are some country clubs, golf clubs here, you know, but like most people couldn't afford it.
But some people do, or they wouldn't be in business.
Yeah, some people do.
I mean, probably, if nobody was signing up for the country club, there wouldn't be a country club, right?
Oh, there are some country clubs, yeah.
Is there one by you?
I guess so. Yeah. I could go there and, you know, give some flyers, I guess.
Go out there and see if you can make a couple contacts.
Or even I could go to the schools.
Schools, like to go talk to your principals, go talk to the guidance counselors.
Yeah.
Because they have access to the kids already.
Yep.
So if you form a relationship with the guidance counselor or the principals or the assistant principals or whatever they're called down in Peru, then they've already got your target audience in their building.
Yeah.
They go talk to the counselor. The kid maybe is struggling because he can't keep up or whatever. The parents are concerned for the child. The counselor says, hey, there's a guy who might be able to help. I've met him personally, and they'll vouch for you because you've already built a relationship with them. So they're going to trust the counselor from their kid's school more than some random guy on the internet. Because there's a relationship built.
That is true. But it takes time to build a relationship, right? I'm not just going to walk there and the relationship is going to be built like this. Like,
right.
I need to build the relationship.
Right. But you can't start building the relationship unless you start building the relationship.
You know what? I think they should like be winning something from this too. So I could go to them and I could give them some extra classes. And you could do the selling, and you could also make, you know, a fraction of the price. You know what I mean?
Test it out. See how it goes.
Yeah, I think that could work. The only problem would be, like, I'm really busy all week, so I go on Saturdays. I don't think they work there Saturdays. I could send some emails. I could start by sending emails.
Go on your lunch break.
It's cool. Sorry?
Go on your lunch break.
I could. Like, yeah.
Literally go on your lunch break. As soon as you get, we're on break, run over to the school and just talk to someone. Say, hey, I'm a tutor. I help people speak English and Spanish. And I'm a tutor, and I coach people in this. Who would I talk to about maybe bringing something to the school or helping the school or assisting the school. And then talk to them and then get their email address, get their contact info, stay in contact with them, and then go back to work. What's the worst I can tell you? They tell you no. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So some will, some won't. Okay. But it's all about relationship. You gotta build a relationship, because the people that have kids are gonna be at school, at church, at the local pool. If you have a community swimming pool, they're gonna be there. Maybe at the local soccer club or football, depending on where how y'all say it down there. Football for you, soccer for me. Country clubs, Chamber of Commerce. There's business people there in the Chamber of Commerce. So then generally the business people have a little bit of money to be able to pay you, and they want the best for their kids, and they have the means and resources to provide for that. So you got to start building relationships, and then start out. You've already got relationship with the 60. Do whatever you can to get a hold of those people and tell them, say, this is what's on offer. You in or you not?
Okay.
And just test it and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I know that could work.
Well, it could work, but it can't work if you don't start.
Yeah.
I mean, as Zig Ziglar said, you don't have to start to be great, but you ain't got to be great to start, but you got to start to be great. So one conversation at a time. Cool.
Okay. I'll do it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, there we go. I think this was, like I said, I didn't know where this was going to go, but you've already, think about in your past, regardless of the pandemic or whatever, you've already successfully done this 3 years ago. Not even 3 years ago.
2020.
Right. Well, but it's not the end of 2023, so it hadn't been 3 full years yet.
No.
So less than 3 years ago, you successfully did what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah, but it's a different product, because like I was saying, back then I didn't have a job. I had all my time to dedicate to that project, right?
Right.
So now I'm like full with other things, and I'm thinking, well, like it's at the end of the day, it's going to be even more work, right?
Well, you know? It is going to be more work temporarily, but what if the thing blows up and you find 100 people in a month?
Yeah. I was also thinking that could end up being like a English learning podcast or something, like my students, and then they log into the podcast. Like that was an extension of my idea, but not marketed as a podcast, because in Peru, people are not interested in those kind of things. They're much more interested in learning English, right?
Right. So what, instead of starting with a podcast, seeing how you said people in Peru aren't really interested in that, why don't you have access, say it's Saturday night and Sunday, so you have two classes. What if you have a private Facebook group where they can come in and ask you questions throughout the week?
Okay.
And then you can go in there and answer. Say it like this. Yeah. And then whenever they sign up, they get access to the Facebook group. They don't get access to the Facebook group until they sign up. Or you could make a public Facebook group where anybody can join. And then you make a paywall where if you want special access, then you pay, then you get into this other group that where I'm in all the time.
Yeah. Or like have like different packages. Like if you want just a class, you can have the class and the follow up with material in the Facebook group and like private counseling. Right.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, 100% yes. Yes, 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 yes. All of the above, yes, go.
Okay. I'll set up a plan. And yeah, well, I'm a little bit overwhelmed, really, because there's going to be a lot of things to do, but I'll just need to find some time and organize myself.
Think of always what's the next smallest step that I can take. The smallest step is not getting 100 people in your Facebook group. The smallest step is you start with those 60 and see how many you get. Maybe that's like your test group for a couple of months. And then after that, you're gonna kind of tweak it, make sure it's working, and then pour the coals on it and let's go.
So I can start with the ones who already work with me, right? And then start from there.
Yes, because the best people to give you money now are people that gave you money in the past, because they already know, like, and trust you.
Yeah.
And they already had some success whenever you were doing 2 or 3 years ago. They already had some success and they already know you. It's like, oh, hey, I've been thinking about you. I've been trying to get a hold of you. And, you know, I got busy or whatever. I'm so glad you reached out. What's up? Then maybe it's maybe you just started out where it's, I'm going to try this for 2 months and see how it goes. And then once it's going, pour the gas on it and let's go. Cool?
Yep, that's cool.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. So, hey, this was fun.
Yeah, that's really nice. Really, I really appreciate your help. And I'm going to plan this well and then start just step by step, you know?
That's the best way to do it. One step at a time. Once you do one step, you took this action. Okay, what's the next best, smallest possible step I can take? And you take that. And then, okay, what's the next best? And then you just keep stacking up the next best, smallest possible step, and all of a sudden your whole list is already done.
Okay.
Okay? You got this, one step at a time.
I got it, man. Thank awesome. You, man. It's talking to you.
Awesome. Okay, have a great one.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.